He is worthy to be praised. I'm telling you, God is just good. And what we need, that song kind of got into my sermon a little bit. He said, we need a strong God. We got a strong God. We just don't have, we don't use this strong God like we're supposed to. You know, we need help now. We need somebody that's going to stand with us. You know, we need somebody that's going to lift up our bowed down heads. We need somebody that's going to, you know, encourage our broken hearts. That's going to fix these things for us. We need him, and we got him. God gave his only begotten son. He gave us the savior of the world, not most of the world. He gave us the savior of the world. So what we have in our possession is so great to where we just got to learn how to use what we got. We just got to learn how to use. He's at our disposal. All he wants us to do is call upon him, believe him, and walk in his way. And God going to do the rest. He's going to do the rest. We ain't got to do nothing but believe God. Believe it, speak it, live it, walk it. You know, that was a time that these brothers would come to work, and every morning they would say, go to each other, and they give them doubt. We walk by faith. And the other one would say, we live by faith. We eat it, we drink it, we think it, we this, we that. Boy, when this COVID hit, all that went away. And I walked up to the brother, I say, to both of them, we walk by faith, we live by faith. We gonna keep on walking by faith. This is the time to walk by faith. Not when ain't no COVID. You know, when things are going good, you can do all things. But when things ain't looking good, things ain't feeling good, you supposed to still be saying, I can do all things. We're still walking by faith. We're still living by faith. You know, not when things are going good. Hey, man, hey. Everybody got a good sermon when things are going good. You know, you can preach the roof down. You know, you can testify. But when things ain't going right, you still supposed to have that same fire, that same testimony. Matter of fact, it's supposed to be greater. It's supposed to be greater. And we do thank God for sparing our little brother Ryan, because that's unheard of nowadays for somebody to pull a gun on you. You take the gun and another person come with a gun after you done whooped up his buddy. You know, his right hand man got whipped. And man, you get your life spared. That ain't nobody but God. So we pray that he wake up. You know, because we got a testimony similar to that. But my Lord, it's just God. We just praise God for who he is, how merciful he is, how gracious he is. And I'm so glad to be in the house of God. It's just hard for me not to be here. I sneak over here sometime. I say, where you at? I say, nah, you can find me, you know, over here, you know, because I don't want to get into that mold, because once I get in the mold, I don't know about nobody. If I get into a certain groove, I don't like to get out of that groove. I get into that sleeping groove. My wife said, you just sleep. I ain't marrying no old man. That's what she told me last night. I said, I got to go to bed. It was 9 o'clock. It was my 9 o'clock. I said, that's late. What is y'all talking about? She said, I ain't marrying no old man. I'm like, well, come on, y'all. I said, well, I got to go to bed now. I'm looking at the clock. We playing Uno. 10 o'clock come, I'm going to bed, because I got to get up in the morning. You know, I don't know about nobody else. I still hear the rooster crowing. You know? But she said, well, I ain't married no old man. So, well, I still got to get my sleep. I get in that sleeping groove. Man, it's hard to get out of that groove. I get into a working groove. It's hard for me to get out of that groove. Man, I'm trying to get in the groove with the Lord. And I want it to be, I want that groove to be so deep cut, where I can't get out of that groove. My Lord, he's so good. I'm going to be talking about a person that everybody needs. You know, we call them, my wife's granddaddy used to always call me his right-hand man. And I've got other guys that call me, so here come D's, it's my right-hand man. And it ain't known me but a short time, but I'm the right-hand man. And we know a right-hand man. I'm like, well, Lord, let me look up this right-hand man. Right-hand man is somebody that you can depend on. That's all. And I'm like, well, I thank them for them kind words. But I know I can let some folk down sometimes on the right hand. You know, but I know somebody that's a right hand man that he will never let you down. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how you're feeling. He will never, ever let you down. He's a real right hand man. You know, you can always depend on him, and his name is Jesus. All you got to do is call on him and he'll be right there. Matter of fact, he's just there. He's always there. And so we need somebody. We got somebody. We just got to practice on calling him and trusting in him. You know, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So what's my problem? You know, what's the deal? We used to say, what's the dealio? Al? You know, he's always there. But the world needs to know that they have somebody to call on. They are really still looking to the government. They're looking for the authorities. They're looking to everybody. They're setting everybody before them, you know, that they're going to get this thing right. And I don't care who they are, who you put in any office down here, the mayor's office, the county executive, I don't care, the chief of police, can't nobody get this thing right. It ain't going to get right. So we living in a world that the boy just can't get right. It ain't going to get right unless Jesus get it right. You know, we need the right-hand man. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you thanks and I give you praise. I lift you up, Father God. I lift up my holy hands because you made them holy. And I just thank and praise you, Father God, for being there with us always, even until the end of the world, Lord. I praise your name, Father, and I ask, God, that you would speak to me and speak through me, Lord, that I may encourage, God, if but one person in this place, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, that you will help me, Father God, to decrease, that you may increase in me. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray. Amen. Give God some glory right now. We're going to be reading in the book of Psalms, chapter 16. I ain't going to try to prolong this. I'm just going to try to give it to you the way God was giving it to me. He's just a mighty God, man. I tell you. You know, just thinking about the song, when I think of the goodness and all that he's done for me, my soul do cry out how I was sick too. You know, I was sick. I've been sick many times. I seem like I get sick too many times. I used to call Pastor often, Pastor, I ain't feeling good. I'm sick. And this, what's wrong, baby? You know, but God is a healer, man. You know, he's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's everything that I need him to be. You know, if you can just trust and wait on him, God going to come through. He going to come through like a mighty rushing wind. He sure going to come through. He going to get you up out of the hospital. He going to get you up out of that bed. He going to get in your mind and your heart. God going to cause you to move your feet in his direction. So David said, preserve me, O God, verse. For in thee do I put my trust. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm putting all my trust. All my chips is with him. Every chip that I got is with him. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extended not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. And that's what's going on. Folk are looking to other gods. You know, may not be nothing carved out. And some of them got some stuff carved out. They got some statues, you know, that they're praying to, angels and all of this stuff. He said, their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord, David said, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. David is saying, look, the Lord is my portion. You know, he's my inheritance. He's my help. You know, and of my cup, he's saying. The Lord is the portion, saith my soul. Jeremiah said, therefore will I hope in him. You know, God wants to be our portion. He don't want you to have just a little bit of him. He want to be all to you. He said, I'm your all in your all. That's the portion, not just a little piece. The Lord is my portion and my inheritance. I don't know about you, but Jesus is all that I need. I don't need nobody else. I don't need man. I don't need no idol. I just need Jesus. We just need the Lord to come down in this place. When I say this place, I'm talking about in this land, in this earth. We just need the Lord to be our portion. And he says, the lions are falling up on me in the pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord. How many bless the Lord? We sure enough bless him this morning. You know, I know sometimes it's hard to bless him when you're going through some stuff. Brother Brian, you lift your head up, man. You be encouraged. You stay encouraged. We, most of us in here can say that we know where you're at. We know how you feel. I know what it feel like to lose a mama. I know what it feel like to lose a daddy. I know what it feel like to lose a child. I know what you're feeling. But he said, I will bless the Lord. And I told the Lord, I will bless you anyhow, Lord, in spite of what I go through. In spite of how I'm feeling, Lord, it hurts. But I'm going to bless you. Your mother's still here, brother. We don't know what God going to do. You know, we don't know what God going to do. I just say that. We just don't know what he's going to do. I don't care what the doctor say. Jesus had the last say so. You know, I don't care what the doctor say. I don't care what your friends may say. God has the final say so. And he said, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. If there's ever a time that we need some instruction, is right now. The church just don't know what to do. The people don't know what to do. If the church don't know what to do, we know the people don't know what to do. We at a standstill right now. We at a stalemate. Lord, what do we do? You know? How do we live in this day, in this age? You know, who do we listen to? Who do we look to? Oh, my God. He said, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. If we ever need counsel and instruction, it's today. But we just can't find it down here nowhere. You know, we got to look to God for our counsel. It's in the word of God. He's telling us, we read it. It's preached to us. Every morning we wake up to it on those scriptures. God is telling us what to do every day. That's what we just got to do. You know, who can tell God what to do? Or who gives him advice about doing anything? Who is this person that can tell God how to do this? How to do in this COVID situation? How to do not just the COVID. COVID is just one of the other things. It's just so much stuff going on in the world. Who can instruct God? Huh? Who's wise enough to tell God how to do these things? Ain't nobody great enough, or ain't nobody wise enough to give him no instruction. The Bible says that he is the giver of life. He gives all good gifts. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. It didn't say God, if God lack wisdom, let God go to his preacher, let God go to his bishop and ask, what should I do? God already knows what he gonna do. It's a plan. It was written at the beginning what he was gonna do today. It was written in the beginning what he's gonna do tomorrow. He already planned out, you know. If you ever sit down, your parents used to tell you, write you out a budget. You know, God got a budget already. This stuff been written down in the beginning. It's written what's gonna happen after we leave this building. It's written what's going to happen tomorrow when we wake up. It's already in his plan. It's already been made up for us. So he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men liberally. He gives to all men. If you're lacking wisdom, ask God. If you're lacking strength, ask God. If you're lacking peace, ask God. Jehovah Shalom, he'll send you some peace. All we got to do is ask God for what we need. God told Job, he said, look, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? You know, who's wise enough to tell me about the foundation, how I created this thing here? He said, tell me, Job, if you have that understanding. Who can number the clouds, Job? Where were y'all? Y'all wise enough or smart enough? Can you number the clouds that's in the sky? You know, who can tell, which one of us can tell, Job, the lightning to strike over here, strike over there, strike right here or don't strike? Who gives orders to the lightning, he's telling Job? Who's wise enough? And the lightning is so wise, the Bible says, that it comes to him and say, okay, where you want us to go next? We don't come to God and say, okay, Lord, what you want us to do next? Huh? He said, who told me how to create the universe? Who gives me instructions how to create man in my likeness and my images? He said, all things were made by him. Everything that was made by him. And without him, there was not anything made that was made. So who has the mind of the Lord down here? God is saying. Or who has been his counselor? Who's been his instructor? That's why David said, I will bless the Lord. We better bless the Lord because he is the wise God. He is the most wise God. He said, I will bless the Lord who had given me counsel. And he said, my reins. That means his mind. My reins instruct me in the night season. And we know that the devil is a lie. We know that he's deceitful. He said, my reign, my mind instruct me in the night season. Why he say the night season, thanks to God? Because he know when the nighttime comes, the devil get to moving around. He get to talking to you. Your husband might be asleep. Wife might be asleep. Kids might be on the game all night. They don't want to have nothing to do with you. And the devil, he'll try to come in your mind and start telling you all kind of stuff. This is what you ought to do. Well, this is what you ought to say. Well, you just ought to say, forget it. He ain't done it yet. You know, that's why David said, he instruct my mind in the night season. Don't let the devil get in your night season. Jesus is the light and the light of the world. So you should never have no night season. We always should have the light shining outside of us, in us and outside of us. That's why he said he trusts in the Lord with all his heart. Lean not to your own understanding. You don't have the understanding right now to do what you need to do. If we did, we can get some stuff done. We're praying, we're fasting, we're seeking God how to get some stuff done. You know, how to get the people back in the church, how to keep their confidence up. You know, how to let, you know, how, you know, we're telling them, look, God is not giving you the spirit of fear, but God is giving you his spirit, love, peace. We're supposed to have peace through all of this stuff and a sound mind to where you can go to sleep at night and not worry about the devil bothering you at night. He said, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. That's counseling that we need. David said, my mind instructs me in the night season. So we know that in the night season, the devil will come and try to destroy you, try to destroy everything, not just you, everything that you thought about doing that was good. Everything that you thought about doing something that was good, he'll try to take that from you. You want to do good. Paul said, I want to do good, but it's evil there before me. It's going to always be evil present before you. But you got to bless the Lord and know that God is going to instruct your mind in the night season. And I don't know about nobody else. I need him to instruct my mind in the night season, in the day season. You know, every day, Lord, instruct me what to do. Because if I start doing stuff on my own, then I'm going to be doing some stuff wrong. You know? And so, but whoever mind is stayed on Jesus, he said he'll give you perfect peace. And it takes something to keep your mind on the Lord. It takes everything that you got to keep your mind on the Lord. I found myself going through my trial, my hardest time I say that I've ever had in my life, and I don't know if I'm going to have a harder one. But I do have something that I can reach back to that I remember that he instructed me, and it was in the night season when he told me, just keep singing this particular song. Keep singing it. Keep singing it. I sang that song, God is my witness today, that I thought I had left my bedroom. I wasn't there. I heard people come in. I felt them touch me on my shoulder, but I didn't do. But I continued to do what he said do. I kept singing that song, and I kept singing that song. I kept singing it until I couldn't sing it no more, till it was no more strength in me. I couldn't sing it no more. And after that night, God lifted that burden off me. And it was my son. You know, he lifted it off of me. And it was they couldn't understand, why ain't you grieving? You know, man, we supposed to be consulting you. You know, we're supposed to be patting you on the back. Here you are lifting us up. That's what God will do for you if you take his instruction. If you do what he say do, God going to do what he say do. Whatever he say he going to do, God going to do it. If God say he going to keep you in the late midnight hours, he going to keep you. If he going to keep you all day long, God is going to keep you all day long. But you got to put God first. You got to put him first. We got to love on him. You know, even in your hurt, you got to love on him. You know, even in your loss, even in your gain, you got to love God. Because we all going to have that test. Like I said, I don't know if I got a greater one coming, but I got something that I can reach back to and say, Lord, I remember what you did. I don't know if he's going to do it the same way, but I got something to go back to. You know, we got something that we can reach back and bring up today. We got something, as Pastor said, in the archives. You know, God ain't leaving you alone. You got something stored up somewhere. You do. You got a testimony somewhere that's going to make it, that's going to bring you through today. You got one. You got more than one. I got several of them. I can just sit here. We have a testimony service, man. Oh, I just let everybody just go. And I'm saying, oh, now I'm going to take the flow past. I'm going to tell all that he done for me. I'm going to go back to when I was in the third grade. Because he did something for me in the third grade, man. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you, I go all the way back. That's what that man, that what Chunk said, ain't it, on Goonies. It started when I was in the third grade. Hey, it started when I was in the third grade. I'm telling you, he kept me. Yes, he did. He kept me. So God does something to your mind. He does something to your mind, even in the late, late midnight season. God does something to your mind when you turn it over to him. He will. You know, Paul tells us, he said, don't be conformed to this world. You know, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said, don't adapt to what's going on today. Don't go along with, don't go with the flow, what you're seeing everybody else doing. You know, you're seeing your neighbor doing it, or you're seeing your brother, your sister in the Lord doing it. You know, yes, you can be misled. But if it's not written, if God has not given you that instruction, don't you do it. Don't be conformed to this world. You got to flow not with the world, but you got to flow with the Spirit of God. You know, because God said, look, there is therefore not no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So you can get off, start walking into this flesh and get yourself in a deeper trouble. You know, you already got something going on, but you don't want to add nothing to it. You know, that's where folk get that suicidal thought. I ain't got nothing else to live for. Yes, you do. You know, I ain't talking about your wife, your children. Man, you got to live for God. You know, it's him. It's all him first. You know, Jesus, wife, children. And however that's supposed to, that order's supposed to go, mom and daddy, however it's supposed to go. But I know he first. And he's going to be the last. He's going to be the first one I call on. I hope he's the last one I call on. You know, not mama. You ever seen people get in trouble and the first name they call? Not daddy, but they call mama. I was working with this brother. And we was in the pit. It was his turn to get in the pit. And I was the top man. I'm handing them tubes. I ain't going to say his name, but if he listen, he know who I'm talking to. And this frog said, "Ribbit," and he jumped up out of that hole and said, "Mama." And I looked at him and said, "You, what did you say?" I said, "You 50-something-year-old man, you calling your mama that's a frog." But I wanted to say Jesus. If it would scare me, say Jesus. Mama can't help me right now. Mama can't help in some things right now. Daddy can't do it right now. But Jesus can do it. He can do it. He can get the frog out. He can get the snake out. He can keep you. We got to know. He said, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Something has got to change inside of us. Your mind has to take a metamorphosis. It has to change. It can't think the way it used to think. Paul said, "When I was a child, I thought as a child." When we was children, I thought as a child. When mom and daddy told me to do something, I'm kicking rocks and like, man, why they always bother me? They ain't bothered none of them. You know, I was hard-headed, you know. But when I became a man, Paul said, I thought as a man. You know, well, whether I think mom and daddy right, I just got to obey. You know, this is their domain. This is daddy's house. And can't have but one king in a castle now. You know, if I'm feeling kingly, go get your own castle. Well, I ain't ready to get my own castle right now, so I got to be a servant. You know, I got to be a servant right now. What you want me to do, daddy? What you want me to do, mama? Your mind has got to take a change. And God is looking for our minds to take a change and not go with the flow of the world and what's going on today. And there's so many people, so many church folk are getting caught up in what's going on in the world. They really are. Because they see this church doing it. Then, Pastor, I think, you know, we need to have a meeting. You know, I ain't going to tell you I saw this church doing it, but you know, I might let you think that, you know, God gave me a revelation. You know, I think we need to do dust and dust and dust like dust and dust and dust. You know, you get caught up in that kind of stuff. No, we're going to stay right here in the middle of the road. We're going to stay right here with Jesus. We're going to do it this way. We ain't changing. We ain't compromising. We're standing. We're being steadfast. We're being unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's what we got to do. You can't be falling, folk. You know, you get messed up. So Paul said, when I became a man, I thought as a man. We got to start thinking like men and women. You know, well, Lord, yes, it's hard out here and I ain't got no job. Well, we can't say that in here. Shoot. Can't nobody say they ain't got no job. They ain't got no work to do in this house. You know, God has just been good in this house. I don't know what he's doing in mother houses. I'm hearing that the mother houses are being closed down. When I say house, I'm talking about church houses. They shutting and boarding up doors. God has been good to us in this house. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So you got to have a change in your life. Your heart got to be fixed. Your mind got to be made up to do what the Lord say do. My Lord. And he said, David said, "I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." He said, "I have set the Lord always," though. Always. See, some people set him before him sometimes. You know, they set the Lord at them when things are going good. When people are feeling good and you can jump and you can shout like what sister did, they going through, but she came in with a praise. You know, she came in lifting God up, you know. We set the Lord always before us, every day, in the good times, and most definitely he got to be there during the bad times. That's when you need him the most. When things ain't going right, when things ain't going my way, David said, "I'll set him before me always." You know, we can't set just any old thing in front of us. It's got to be the Lord always. It's got to be him. You know, I don't care if you don't understand where I'm coming from. I don't care if you don't understand where pastor coming from, but we got to set the Lord always before us. You know, We got to do what we got to do. And you're going to do what you're going to do. But 7:15, do you want to start prayer? I'll be on the phone at 7:15. You know, wherever he leads me, I got to be there. Because if he's over here at 7:15, what I'm doing over there? You better come on over here at 7:15. You better get on over at 7:15. You're going to miss something. You're going to miss a word. You're going to miss your healing. You're going to miss your deliverance. You're going to miss something because God is always doing something. God ain't doing nothing. You know, some people just like to do nothing. You know, when you God said, when I retire, I'm going to do nothing. I said, well, my testimony is when I retire, I want to be sleeping in my grave because I ain't one of the ones that's going to sit around and do nothing. I can't do nothing. These bodies weren't made to lay around. They was made, look, man, your body was made to, it was made to do something. It was made to move. So God didn't give you all these members that move around to just park them somewhere and not do nothing. They getting stiff. They cracking and you wondering why my hip is slipping and all of this other stuff, man. You got to get up and do something. You got to move around. God is moving. We want him to move. God wants you to move. You know, God gonna move when your faith move. So this right hand man that David said, I set him always before me because now he's at my right hand. You know, people setting all kind of stuff in front of them. You know, I don't know if anybody know about the four-leaf clovers and the rabbit's foots, the horseshoes, and all of this stuff. They say the four-leaf clovers, it represents faith, hope, luck, wealth, and health. The rabbit foot's supposed to keep away the evil. But my Bible tells me that, look, if you set the Lord before you always, no evil shall come nigh your dwelling. Not no rabbit foot. You know, not no rabbit foot. My Bible tells me that, look, if this book of the law should not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein, then shall thou make thy ways prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. Not no four-leaf clovers. I mean, when I was a child, I was down there looking for them four-leaf clovers. I found a few of them, too. I found a few of them in the patch. But it didn't bring me no good luck. But who wants luck? They say this last one, pennies. Find a penny, pick it up, and all that day will bring you good luck. What about the rest of the day? What about tomorrow? I don't need luck just for one day. Man, I need to be blessed today. I need to be blessed tomorrow. I need to be blessed in the city. I need to be blessed in the field. I most definitely got to be blessed going out and coming in. If I keep his word, that's when your good success going to be. Not in the penny that you found that you're looking for good luck today. I'm sorry. They say Lady Luck run out. You ask them folk on that boat. And that's another thing. That's another thing. I bet you ain't nobody thought about it. They numbering the folk to go in the stores. Can't go in the restaurants. You're sure enough numbering coming in church. But I'm hearing the casinos are operating at full capacity. They ain't missed a beat. I'm hearing they ain't missed a beat. They over there lost my job, or before I lose my job, Lady Luck gonna be with me today. And they losing everything that they have. Instead of putting their trust in God. Instead of doing what David said. Set the Lord always before me. Man, get some of that money that you shoving in them slot machines. Get some of that money. I don't care if you ain't saved. There's a principle to giving. You plant your seed in the body of Christ in one of them churches. And watch to see don't God do what he said he gonna do. He said, you're robbing me, man. Wherein, God, have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. He said, pay them, get them them tithing off and watch and see. His words say, and watch and see, don't I open up a window. He said, did he say a window or windows? Windows. Man, how many windows up in heaven? Watch and see, don't he pour out you a blessing that you cannot receive. Watch and see. That's why when you give God, God give back. And my children be wondering, my wife too, wondering how we make it sometimes. Because we give. Lord, I'll make sure I'm going to get my tent. I'm going to get my offering. I'm going to give because I know what I got. It ain't enough. It just ain't going to do it, what I got. But God said, look, that 90% is going to be 110% because you done gave your 10. You know, you can't be God-given. You got to set the Lord always before you. And when you got him before you, you got the right-hand man on your side. You got somebody that's going to help you along the way. You ain't out there by yourself. You out there with the great I am. You out there with the God that does everything. You out there with the God that can do anything. You ain't by yourself. You got the right-hand man. You got somebody that you can depend on. That's why David said, look, 1,000 shall fall at my side. But on my right side, look out, y'all. On my right side, 10,000 gonna fall because I got the strong God on my right side. Can't nothing help. It just ain't, God just ain't a right-hand God. It's just who's on your right side. Yes, he said, my right hand upholded thee. God is ambidextrous, man. He ain't weak on the left side and strong on the right side. He's just strong all over. You know? So David said, I set the Lord always before me. Folk are setting all kind of stuff in front of them. God told them to put away the strange gods. You know, these foreign gods. He said, get rid of them, man. Joshua told him, God said, get rid of these strange gods. Jacob said, get rid of these strange gods. You know, people got some strange stuff going on today. They got all kind of strange things set before them today. You know, they looking at them, they hoping, they praying to them. You know, so stop trying to be like the world. You know, the nations, they always, Israel looked at other nations. They saw these nations that had kings. Well, we want a king, Lord. They saw these nations had these idols. Well, we got to have us some idols. They think that people think they got to have something to look at, something to pray to. And some of them had these unknown gods. Just in case we miss one, we're going to pray to them too. You ain't got to have nothing to look at. God ain't put nothing in front of them. He walk with them. He talk with them. He didn't put no idol in front of them. So our world, our nation wants to be like other nations too. They're going along with everything, anything. You know, we sure enough got to pray. We think we had to pray because Mr. Trump was in there. We're going to have to pray because this man is here too. I think we have to pray even harder. What he likes to do, you know, he like these. These, you know, what everybody else liking. Everybody else changing over. You know, that it's okay for John to marry Joe. You know, in fact, I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to marry John and Joe. Y'all be at my house. He married two guys in his living room, I'm told. You know, now he got somebody like that in the cabin. I mean, he got to get him out the camp. I mean, he got to get rid of sin. Sin got to get out the camp. Because God ain't going to dwell in this camp with all that sin. He ain't going to deal it. He ain't going to deal with it. And so our nation is looking at everybody else's nation. God is love. You know, we all human. Like God don't know who he is and what he made. He said, I know I'm love. I told you I was love. I know you human. I made you. You human. But it's what's inside of you I don't care for. You don't love like you're supposed to love. You're lusting after the flesh. You're not loving the poor people. You're loving the rich folk. You're not loving the homeless. You're loving the rich and famous. You know, you like what you see. But David said, you know, I set no evil before my eyes. I don't want to see none of that wickedness so that it won't cling to me. We got to get rid of the evil so it won't cling. Don't think it won't cling to you. Don't think it won't latch on to you, because it will. You keep watching it. You keep setting that evil before your eyes. It's going to jump in your spirit. And before you know, you're going to be up here talking about, I need help. I need help. But David said, he set the Lord always before him, because he is at my right hand. Who is he? Because the Lord is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Ain't nothing going to move you, saints of God. When you got the Lord set before you always, the right hand man, ain't nothing going to move you. COVID won't move you. Your job that you lost, it won't move you. Sickness won't move you. Won't nothing move you. Death, life, things to come, things present, Paul said, won't nothing separate you from the love of God, because you got Jesus set before you always. Ain't it so good? It feel good to know that Jesus is with you. It feel good to know that I got somebody that I can call on. And people think that you're crazy. You know, why not just pray to God? Well, who is your God? Ain't nobody greater than him. Nobody. I think the book of Jude reads, to the only wise God, our Savior. That's who you got to pray to. You get to call in God, that's fine. But you got to make sure of who you calling. There's a whole lot of gods out there. People praying to all kind of stuff, but we know who we call on. But I just like to call that name that he said we're supposed to call on. Jesus. You know, Jesus. Jesus. He said, to the only wise God, there's nobody greater than him, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, all the power now, today, and we'll need that power forever, tomorrow. We're going to need that name, Jesus. He's the only wise God, saints of God. He's the only thing. So David said, I set him always. Set the Lord always before you. Let him be your right hand man. Let him be your help. Let him be your hope. Let God be your provision. Let him be everything to you, saints of God. This just ain't nothing that I just, well, Lord, I got to get something given to him. This is what God gave me. Let God be your everything. The songs that we sing, God is my everything, mean it. He is your everything. Everything that you can think of, let him be. If you got to pop some Tylenol, Lord, you my Tylenol. Let him be your everything. David has set the Lord always before him. And God is so gracious and so merciful. And he said he know our works. God know that we're trying to trust him. He knows. He know we ain't trying to pull nothing over his eyes. He said, I know thy works. Yes, I do. Since you set me before you, he said, I set before you an open door. God got something for you too. He got a place that he wants you to be too. Jesus said, I am that door. He said, by me, if any man enter, we just got to go in there. Folks just got to go in that way. People trying to find all kinds of ways to go, but there is no other way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father. I don't care what door you walking through, but if you ain't walking through that door, the open door that was set before us, Jesus Christ, you're walking through the wrong door. So he said, I set before thee an open door. No man can shut it. The strong man has been bound up already. Bible said, how can you enter the strong man's house except he be bound up? Jesus already took care of the strong man for us. He just walking around screaming and howling and getting in your ear, lying to you, telling you that you can't, that you won't. It ain't going to be. But it will be so. He said, no man can shut that door. Jesus said, I am the door. If any man enter in by me, he shall be saved and he shall go in and out and find pasture. I don't know what y'all think about pasture. In the pasture is all that you need. When you put a sheep in the pasture, he don't need nothing else. He don't need nothing to drink. He don't need nothing to eat. God said you can go in and out and you're going to find goodness. That's what he's telling us. When you walk through my door, you can go in and you can come out and you're going to be blessed. That's what he said. You know, you're going to be blessed in the city. So it don't make no difference if you live in the city. Folk look on, they frown on the city. You're going to be blessed in the field. I was blessed in the city. I lived in the city. Moved out here in the country. He blessed me out here in the country. I call this the country. Because it's country to me. You know, I was blessed going in and I was blessed. God just keep on blessing me. You know, because we got to set him always. Always set the Lord before you. Always, not sometimes. Don't leave here today and get feeling good and forget about the Lord. Set him always. And now is the time. Now is high time, he said, for us to set God before him. Set the Lord before him. Even in your trials and your tribulation, God wants to deliver you from those things. He wants to. He's standing there. But get rid of the strange God. Somebody might have a strange God out there that they're looking at. Get rid of it. Set the Lord always. Set him always. You better make Jesus your right hand man. Because 1,000 gonna fall at your side, but on your right side, man. Ooh, my Lord. On your right side. When the enemy come in like a flood, God gonna lift up a standard. And they gonna fall. They may come in one way, the Bible says. But because the right hand man is on my right side, they gonna flee seven ways. God is just an awesome God, saints of God. He is good. And don't worry about what's going on. Be encouraged. We pray that God will lift up every bowed down head. We pray that God will encourage every heart that is broken because he can. He's on your right hand too. He's on your right side. Lift up your head, brother. Let me pray for you, Brian. I'm done, y'all. Let's pray for our brother. I know what you're going through, man. Yes, ma'am. Do what the Lord say do.
First, I ask you what you got a song that you like, or maybe a word that you like. I heard you saying and whispering and saying, "God is." Say it all day, all night. God is. That's what he told me to tell you. God is. Just sing, just make you a song up, a tune or whatever. God is, okay. And he's gonna take you through. You're gonna be much finer than you think. God is, okay.
No need to pray behind that. God has spoken. And so we take him at his word. Get that song, brother. It helped me, man. I'm telling you. Anybody else, you know, but my heart is going out to my brother here. I think about him daily. You know, I think about him daily because I understand what he's going through. Leslie.
You gonna really believe it? Okay, God's gonna bring you through whatever this is you're going through right now. God's gonna bring you through. No more tears at the night season when people can't see you and your heart is hurting. He didn't tell me nothing. He said, just tell me, tell her I'm gonna bring her through. You coming through, honey. You coming through. It ain't gonna be no long time. You coming through, God. God is gonna bring you through right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody else need to come through? Anybody else need to go through an open door today? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. God is. Come on, Dee Dee. Speak. Kendra. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we will. Yes, Lord.
I'm just doing what the Lord telling me to do. I just thank the Lord. Amen. I want you to lay your hands on the place that hurt you, that you're praying for. Lay your hand up on the place, wherever it is. If it's in your stomach, in your back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Dee Dee, lay your hand. She can help you, but you got to lay your hand. Okay. My goodness. Yes, Lord. Yes. Amen. Wherever this hurt you at, let it be. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. God is. Lord, I know you are everything today. And as your people lay their hands on that place, God, hallelujah, as if the woman or man of God is laying their hand upon that place, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But you said there in the sick, call for the elders of the church. And so, Lord, as an elder of the church, Lord, I take authority over this devil, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, heal. Heal in Jesus' name. Heal backs. Hallelujah. Heal, Lord. Heal, heal. Touch shoulders. Heal in Jesus' name. Heal bodies, God. Heal women. Hallelujah. In the secret. Hallelujah. Heal. Heal hearts. In Jesus' name, Father. In the name of Jesus. And that we have not said, say it to yourself. And say, I'm healed. By his strength, by his stripes, I'm healed. And he goes, oh, Lord, take it. Take it. It's there. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. By his stripes, you are healed. You already healed. He said it's finished. He said it's finished. He said it's finished. And we got to believe God. Thank you, Lord. You know, one brother said that we was back there, and Brother Al, the Lord has really been touching him and blessing him by faith. And that's what we certainly got to have. We got to believe God. I don't care what the doctor say, what the mama say. What we got to believe God. Amen. This is the time we're going to learn God. Hallelujah. It ain't going to be taking a lot of time to get people healed because when they believe God. Because, Brian, God is. Amen.
Your everything. He's your everything. Hallelujah. God is great. Come on, go ahead and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is my everything. He's my help. He's my hope for tomorrow. Yes, he is. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. Trouble don't last always. And we know that God is a healer. We know that he's a healer and he can do it. So saints of God, keep him on your right hand. Keep him always before you. Whatever you're going through, whatever you come up against, ain't nothing stronger than God. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. One more scripture David said, Psalm 73:23. Nevertheless, I am. Are you continually with thee? Are you continually with God? He said, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. God is holding you by your right hand. And can't nothing shake you. Nothing's going to move you. I don't care what it is. The devil trying to take your faith, trying to strip you away from God. But you cannot be plucked out of his right hand. None can take him from him. They can't. He said, can't nobody pluck me out of his hand. None. And everyone that's belong to me, gonna come to me. Hallelujah. Let's stand to your feet. God bless you today. I thank God for the word, and I just thank God this word was for me. I say, Lord, I'm gonna always set you before me. Not mama, what mama used to do, not daddy, what he said, but what God said. You know, I want to walk in this word. I want to live in this word continuously. That's what my life is. That's where your life is. It's in this word. He said, if you abide in my word and my word abide in you, you can ask then whatever you want and it shall be done for you. So let's keep him at the right hand because 10,000 and everything else come to the right side. God gonna knock it out. You know, he's stronger than Mike Tyson. God bless you on this morning. We have no announcements. Jackie be sending something out and we have to. That's New Year's Eve at 11:15. At 11:15. That's Thursday night. Thursday night is New Year's Eve. Right? Right. Thursday night. And so we have to get your phone number so you all can. We have prayer. Been having prayer every night, right? On that number. So once you get that number every night at 6 o'clock, join in. Join in. Have a good time, just like we have a good time here. Sure do. Hard for us to get off. They have to cut us off. We don't never have no time left. So God is so good. He's so great. Let's just believe God. I know we're all trying. We're trying. Let's believe him some more. Let's believe him today. Let your faith just grow just a little bit more. You know, let it grow just a little bit more. Let's bow our heads. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word this morning. Lord, we know, Father God, that you said in your word, God, that healing is the children's bread. And we thank you right now, God. We pray, Father God, that we never leave you, God, that we'll always continue to, God, be with you, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, for holding us up with thy hand, God. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will be with us, Lord, as we leave this place, God, but never from your presence until we meet again, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Let the church say, amen. Hallelujah.